In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Can you sit in the first pew, please?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Good evening, brothers and sisters. I'm Hector Monterroso, Bishop Assistant here in the Diocese of Texas, and it's great to be here tonight to celebrate a new ministry. I'm sorry because in the beginning it's always hard to pronounce correctly my last name. Yeah, it's not happened just here, but happened everywhere, including in the churches who celebrate in Spanish. I don't know why. Yeah, you know. Monterroso is my last name, and if you translate that last name to English, it sounds like a red mountain, yeah? But you said Montesorro, and Montesorro, if you translate to English, it's like a mountain fox, something like that, yeah? But in some churches in Costa Rica, I am originally from Guatemala. When I moved from Guatemala to Costa Rica, the people don't hear that last name too, and they call me Bishop Montonero, and Montonero means like a street fighter. I don't know why, but please don't feel bad if you cannot pronounce it correctly. Yeah, and I'm glad to be here tonight because We gather tonight to celebrate Mark MacDonald's new ministry as rector of the Ascension Episcopal Church. At the same time, we gather to celebrate the ministry of the leadership of the laity of this parish, who after a long process have agreed to call Mark as the rector, your rector. Throughout this process of search and call, we can see how the Holy Spirit leads the church to renew her mission and continue her vocation of evangelization and service. Mark, I want to welcome you and your family to the Diocese of Texas. Welcome. This diocese is great. It's big in territory, in hospitality, and most importantly, with the firm purpose of reassuming the missionary vocation and the spirit of service. We believe here that we are all called to be missionaries and that our churches are called to use the resources, facilities, and gifts so that through service we may bear witness to God's love. This missionary spirit opens the door for us to think creatively and give us the opportunity to explore different ways of doing mission. An important initiative in which all our congregations are invited to participate is to meet our neighbors, identify their spiritual and material needs, and participate directly in their solution. Knowing our neighbors and befriending them gives us a different perspective of what it means to be a community. By the grace of God, we are located in many areas of development of many of the cities that span the territory of the dioceses. In this is a provision of the Spirit so that from our strategic places we can be part of the solution of problems and difficulties that our society faces every day. One of the things I like most about the diocese, these dioceses, and for which I accept the invitation to leave my country and start over, is because this church has a clear vision. Growth, expansion, service, reconciliation, strengthening the leadership of lay people and clergy, empowerment of women in ministry of the church, multicultural representation and hospitality to strangers. Our vision includes spiritual and numerical growth. We plan to plant 50 new churches in the next 10 years. And 150 missional communities. These numbers are challenging, particularly at the time when the church does not seem to grow and become discouraged. However, these growth proposals are based on a commitment to the Great Commission described in the Gospel that always invites us to proclaim the good news everywhere and all the time. Our task is to proclaim that in Jesus there is hope, there is new life, and there is the power to transform all things through God's powerful love. Here, we also believe in reconciliation as the most important tool for proclaiming God's love and grace. Each of our churches is called to be a space of forgiveness, reconciliation, and new life. In one of his dialogues, Jesus gave a clear message to Peter. If you love me, you should love all my sheep. Small and weak, big and strong, awful and helpless, sweet and unpleasant, fearful and brave, sick and healthy, white and black, rams and sheep. The church is called to proclaim by word and testimony that the love of God is an endless source of forgiveness and is the most valuable treasure we can offer. Love is the way to reconciliation, and it is the only route to peace. Our sanctuaries must be places free of hate and discrimination. If the community where we are located can clearly identify this in our church, then we are offering something that the world cannot offer them. Desmond Tutu, Anglican Archbishop and Nobel Peace Prize winner, declared that hate has no place in the house of God. No one should be excluded from our love, our compassion, or concern for their race or gender, their faith or their ethnic origin, or their sexual orientation. Today, you will receive oil as a symbol of your commitment to be among us one who heals and reconciles. The parish you now pastorally lead is called also to participate actively in prophecy. Every day we discover new ways in which we see threatened the fundamental principles for living an abundant life promised by our Lord Jesus Christ. These threats are directed by the forces opposing God's plan. However, instead of beating us, they challenge us to all be one and to love one another as the fundamental mandate for the construction of the kingdom of God. Discrimination, gun violence, drugs, domestic violence are some of the demons you must fight with and fight with every day. But this is the task of Jesus, disciples from the first centuries, to expel the demons from society, to cleanse and purify the body of Christ. Today, we will give you the symbol of water so that you remember that one of the main tasks for the church is to keep the body of Christ pure and free from the diseases and evil that afflicts society. This diocese is also concerned about formation and education of its people. One of the important challenges we face is the priority of formation of biblical reflection, but more importantly, to live according to the biblical principles that helps us navigate in this world, that tries to teach us values that do not agree with the fundamental principles of love, solidarity, compassion and concern for one another. We, the followers of Jesus, are called to live and act according to the Word of God. And when we bear witness through our lives in that way of life, we do not need to say much with our mouths to proclaim the gospel. Use the Bible we will give you today as a source of wisdom, promises, and proclamation of hope. To meet our growth and missions goals, we need new vocations. Where should these new ministries come from? Some outside these jurisdictions, as in your, my, and others. But it is important to motivate the vocation of new emerging ministries of our congregations. Help us to identify new vocations among the men and women that God has placed under your care in this parish. Mark, the Lord has placed you here at the Ascension to serve and nourish spiritually people and families that represent the multiculturalism of the Church and the hope of building the kingdom of God. Members of this parish have come from different countries and cultures to congregate here and become a great family. Many people from different countries are now your disciples, your friends, and your companion in mission. I firmly believe in the plan of God and the way in which the Lord prepares us in advance to fulfill His mission. This preparation has started a long time ago in your life, since you were a child working in a different kind of jobs and receiving the God call to be a priest in the Episcopal Church. All this formation and experience has been given to you through the Spirit that has chosen you for your service. Dear Mark, in our call to the ordained ministry, you and I have much in common. We both understand now how important it is to be willing to obey and open our minds and hearts to new spiritual and missionary experiences. There are many promises that God gives to them, to the men and women He calls to His service. Among these is to support you and to protect you all your days. Brother of mine, these are not only words or text, but this also is a real and will be a part of your life day in and day out. The Lord will protect you. He will give you the words you need. He will give you wisdom, and He will give you the strength and fulfill your ministry. You need to believe, to confide in Him, and to hope. The Lord will always be with you. Brothers and sisters of the vestry and members of this church, here is Mark, and today he will be installed as your rector. Love him, support him, and along with him undertake new projects, visit your neighbors, to know their needs, and through this relationship, embrace the opportunity to develop the ministry of service to which we have all been called. Through your gifts, contribute to the transformation of the lives of the people you serve. Pray that the Lord send many people to this church, especially those who need the love of God. Together, you can do many important things.